I was mindful of all the duties placed upon me and the need to consider all the evidence presented. I would point out as well that in many ways, from a ministerial or departmental point of view, when it comes to DPs, that we are effectively, I suppose, at the end point of the process. And proposals, I can only make decisions on proposals that are brought forward by the school planning and managing authorities. So it's clear to me that on a number of grounds that the school at St Mary's Bollen, despite the great work of many people on the ground, was unsustainable and that discontinuation is in the best interest of pupils. CCMS, which is the managing authority, has confirmed that due regard was given to the Rural Needs Act 2016 and details were included in the Equality and Human Rights screening of DP 582 in a separate Rural Needs Assessment. The Rural Needs Impact Assessment states, quote, that the intention of the proposal is to advance the aspirations, aims and objectives of the Sustainable Schools Policy. It is important that children in rural communities have access to quality education in cost-effective provision. CCMS acknowledged in the screening of the proposal that the potential impact of closing St Mary's Brolla on the local rural community. And I think while it's recognised that the closure of any school is upsetting for a local community, difficult decisions do have to be made, and they've got to be made actually in the best interest of the children rather than necessarily the institution. This decision allows these pupils to have access to a broad and balanced broad and balanced curriculum, and is afforded to other primary, post-primary pupils across Northern Ireland.
Ms Dolan.
And I thank the Minister for his answer, and I have a declaration of interest as a past pupil of St Mary's. Clarsacolumkill, Ballyshannon and Myania College in Mundoran are both closer to St Mary's Brolla than any post-primary school in Fermanagh. I've raised this with the Donegal Education and Training Board, and in a response to the Donegal ETB, the CCMS recognised that these schools may be schools that parents and children are wishing to consider, and agreed to have the locality education advisor liaise with the school's principal and Donegal ETB. Is this something you could also facilitate and support?
Happy to look into how it helps any individual pupil. I mean, I think from that point of view, there will be a number of pupils who live very close to border areas who in either direction may well be seeking education outside of, if they live in Northern Ireland, into the Republic of Ireland or vice versa in that regard. So we'll be happy to see what can be done to facilitate that. This is ultimately about trying to ensure that there is the level of choice that is there for pupils. And we left, particularly as regards St Mary's Brolla, where in terms of the number of subjects that were able to be offered within St Mary's Brolla was of a nature that was well below what the entitled framework suggested. And also for those pupils who were attending, particularly in the examination years, in years 11 and 12, that 60% of those pupils in last year had to travel to at least another school at some stage during the week for their to be able to avail of subject matter. So it is, I can appreciate, a painful case, a painful situation where there is any school closing, but we actually need to ensure that the opportunities that are there for children in Brolla are the same as can be provided elsewhere. If that can be provided by way of movement to a location which is in the Republic of Ireland in terms of some of those pupils, I'm sure that will be looked at in terms of, as happens in other occasions.
Mr Daniel McCrossan.
Thank you, Mr Principal, Deputy Speaker, and thank you to the Minister for the answers to his question so far. Minister, this is, as you've said, a very painful case. It is hitting very hard in the local community that it affects, and people are very much annoyed by it. Minister, can you give reassurance to this House that every possible avenue has been explored to save this school, and is this really the only option that's left given the circumstances of this case?
Member for his question. Look, let us put this in a little bit of context. Not only were the pupils of Brolla not able to access, by a long way, I think they were sitting on maybe 11 or 12 subjects at that level, the full range of topics, it was also the case, as indicated, that there were movement of 60% of the pupils at that level towards other schools for at least part of the week. But also we were in a position in terms of St Mary's Brolla where those attending, I think at the time the decision was taken, there were 67 pupils in the post-primary. Now, whenever you take into account where the thresholds, the normal threshold for a post-primary school that is regarded as a general rule of thumb as regards sustainability, is that years 8 to 12, there should be 500 added. And I appreciate there'll be circumstances where some schools are a bit below that. But whenever you're catering for a little bit over 10% of what should be the minimum threshold, that is simply just not something that's sustainable. It is clear that down the years, because the issues of St Mary's Brolla has been one which has been on the agenda in terms of a range of options for, I suspect, most of the last decade. I remember one of the predecessors in Fermanagh South Tyrone, his party colleague Richie McPhillips, who had a range of suggestions which were all explored as well in terms of that. But there comes a point where, in terms of being able to provide that level of education for young people, again, sometimes difficult decisions in terms of sustainability have to be met. But I can entirely understand the concern that will be there in any school whenever there is a potential closure that has been mooted.